If you don't know who I am, my name is Sam and I'm the curate here. It's good to see you all. So our focus, our theme is on running the race, and we'll be reading from Hebrews chapter 12. If you want to find a Bible, there are Bibles on your tables. That's page 1210. So, as a good athlete or a good runner, what are the tips, top tips for an athlete to consider? Just shout out any that you can think of. Good footwear.
Training.
Hydration. Food.
Good lungs.
Diet. Good lungs. Here are some tips for running in heavy rain that I picked out with the forecast for today. So one of them was get a bin bag. Then the other one is protect your phone. Because of course, as you run, many times you want to play music through that. There was another one, carry some extra socks. I got confused by that one. Extra socks, how do you change when you're running? But actually they say that it's worth stopping to take off the wet ones if you can find a place to stop, like the stations here, and put on the warm ones, because then you might run longer with comfort. Good tip. This afternoon I want to invite you to join me in a brief study. We're going to look at just three verses from Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1 to 3. And if you can manage to read that on the screen, you can do that, but it's in your Bibles, so that's closer to you. I invite us to read together since it's only short. Are you ready? 1, 2, 3. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles us. And let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us. Let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Consider him who endured such opposition from sinful men, so that you will not grow weary and lose heart. So what race is Paul talking about? It is the life of a Christian, the journey of faith. In this race, we all have different starting points and perhaps different points of ending. But the key thing is that we start and we finish. We start and we finish. And Jesus is the one who judges. He judges us as we run, and he has the prize for us at the end. So three questions. How, and what? How am I to prepare for the race? Hebrews says we are surrounded by a great crowd of witnesses. As the runners were running this morning, they were being cheered on by some of us here, by lots of people along the way. As we run, a reminder for us here that we are not on our own. I can be a Christian on my own at home, but there is something about gathering with others in a place like this. We hear those good news stories shared, then we are encouraged. For the Ealing Half Marathon, that's another thing that I saw on there. How do you prepare for the race? 3 runs a week. Well, that's something, isn't it? And there's a lot of preparation to think about. But here, in verse 1, Paul says, let us lay aside every weight. Every weight. In training for the Olympics, I was reading that in the Greek world, they used to, during the practice, they would have weights around them. But when it came to the actual race, they would then throw them off so they are lighter. So one of the tips again for the Ealing Half Marathon was about baggage. And it says, only a maximum of normal size rucksacks will be accepted in baggage. We have thousands of runners to accommodate, so won't be able to take in oversized bags, and definitely not suitcases. The weights. There are things in life that weigh us down. Possessions, maybe. Jesus speaks of cares of this world. Deceitfulness of riches. Desires for things and more things and more things. Hebrews also says, let us set aside the sin that so easily entangles us. I don't know about you, but there are areas of weakness that we have. Areas of weakness, maybe a temptation, something that easily entangles. Paul says that sometimes he does the things that he doesn't want to do, or forgets to do the things that he wants to do. And he asks us to be on guard. So in the preparation, we throw aside the weight of those things that so easily entangle us. Every weight and that sin. And that's how we prepare to run this race in the Christian faith. Let's read those words on the screen if you can. Let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author. So that's the next question. How am I to run the race? And that's the answer right there. Run with perseverance. Run with endurance. Some of the tips again for the Ealing Half Marathon is pace yourself. Pace yourself. Pace yourself as you run. Don't give it a quick dash, but pace yourself. In the Christian race, we need patience and perseverance. That's a character and virtue. How do we develop that? Many times, it's easy or frustrating when you pray or desire things from God and maybe they don't happen immediately. Or one becomes a Christian and you think that life will be transformed and changed so quickly. Now, yes, we hear stories of miracles and transformation that happen instantly. But even in those stories, there is an inner character of endurance and perseverance that God calls for. God calls for us to develop certain characters and disciplines that sometimes might be routine and boring. Prayer may be easy to do it one time, to do it again and again. How about reading your Bible? Maybe easier to do it one time. Oh, there's tomorrow. There is lunchtime. There is evening. And again. And again. The things that are seen, but the things that are unseen as well. How do we run with perseverance and endurance? In East Africa, there is a reputation for runners. The African runners from East Africa, you see them, they run. And many of them, if you put them to do 100 meters, they'll probably come last. Because they're built for endurance. That's their strength. It's to endure. And if you see their training, that surface doesn't look very pretty, does it, Roy, for the trainers? You wouldn't recommend that surface for trainers, would you? Not really. When Roy and I went to buy trainers for running, there were very many strict instructions on how to do that. A lot of these guys might not have the surface like that, but they have the mountains and they have a lot of hills and they do this daily over and over again and over and over again and over and over again. And then when it comes to the actual race, they are ready. How do they run? They run with perseverance and endurance. One more question. What is my inspiration as I run the race? What's your inspiration? Paul says that as we run, let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith. We run, and as we run, our eyes are fixed on Jesus, so that whatever situation or whatever it is around us that might bring us down, we know that we keep running, and He's the one who encourages us. He keeps us going. He strengthens us. When you run, sometimes you might get injuries. You might get sprains. It might be painful, but you keep going. You keep going. You keep going. You keep going. Some people might fall by the wayside. I know if you put me on a racetrack, I probably won't last very long. But there are those who will keep going. Keep going. Keep going. Maybe I need to develop that kind of discipline like them, the endurance. But what is the inspiration? That's probably the drive that keeps the runners going right to the end. Looking at Jesus, yes, we look at Jesus for the prize that we get of eternal life as we run. But also, looking at the way that He ran Himself, when Jesus ran, He ran the race of life, but it was Him running to the cross. It was that marathon of salvation, marathon of saving and rescuing us. And He endured death, He endured pain, He endured suffering right to the cross. And maybe if Jesus had given in, if you think of those moments when it was really hard, maybe in the Garden of Gethsemane, or maybe when He was bitten 39 times, if only He had said, "That's enough, I give up," I wonder where we would be today. But because He endured right to the cross, we are here and we can look to Him.